The Prime Minister's confronted the spate of criticism from his MPs that surfaced in the past few days. Mr Abbott's defended his leadership, blaming the Senate for the government's problems and insisting he'll stay in the top job. He's acknowledged the growing internal criticism of his performance, but argued that changing leaders is not the solution. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Tony Abbott is keen to put the problems of the coalition's first year in office behind him, but the new year started with worried and disgruntled MPs airing their frustrations, albeit under the cloak of anonymity. The catalyst seems to be the Prime Minister's handling of the proposed cuts to GP Medicare rebates, replacing an unpopular GP co-payment plan with an even more unpopular $20 cut to GP payments for short consultations, which government MPs describe as a debacle.
You said, good morning, Prime Minister. I'm a Liberal voter through and through.
Thank you, Andrew.
And I'll always vote Liberal, but I've got to be honest and truthful with you, Mr. Prime Minister. You're on the nose with Liberal voters, and that's a real concern to me because I don't want to see you give the keys to Bill Shorten at the Lodge.
Tony Abbott confronted complaints from within his own ranks and voters on Melbourne Radio this morning.
People simply don't like you, and as a Liberal voter, I don't particularly like you.
The Prime Minister concedes he could do a better selling job.
Sure, I could be a bigger and more effective skite sometimes. Sometimes we need to break out of, if you like, the left mindset in talking about issues, but it's been a very good government last year and it's going to be an even better one this year.
In the face of internal criticism, he's urging his party room to stick with him, dismissing as absolute nonsense any suggestion he might step down if things don't improve.
If there is one lesson to be learnt from the fate of the former government in Canberra, maybe even from the fate of the former government in Victoria, is you do not change leaders. You rally behind someone and you stick to the plan. And we've got a good plan.
One coalition MP said Mr Abbott's political judgment is, quote, rooted, and the general feeling in government ranks is pretty bad. Another MP says MPs are throwing their hands up in despair and, quote, it has to be bad if Tony Abbott is saying don't change leaders. He says it's inevitable that his leadership will be confronted, though the MP won't elaborate. Yet another says he and his colleagues are demoralised. The mood is fairly dark. Voters are very hostile. And Mr Abbott's deeply unpopular personally. While the Liberal backbencher maintains no one credible is saying it's time to get rid of him, he warns that if the polls don't improve by year's end, then there'll have to be a substantial alteration to the arrangement. He says MPs want the Prime Minister to listen and wisen up instead of shooting the messenger. But Tony Abbott says the government's main problem is the Senate.
Our main failing is that we've had some difficulties with the Senate.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten described the Prime Minister's radio interview as a train crash.
The Liberal Abbott government cannot govern themselves, so how can we expect them to govern the nation? There is a real mood of disappointment. Effectively, the jury of the Australian public opinion is in after 500 days. The Abbott government hasn't lived up to its promises. It's broken too many promises. From Medicare to higher education, this is a government in chaos and confusion.
Frankly, the alternative to this government is national decline. And the last thing we want to be is a second-rate nation living off its luck. This is very serious. Our country is a great country. We've got a fundamentally strong economy, but we face many challenges. And the only political party which is serious about economic reform, the only political party which is serious about budget responsibility, is the one I lead.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott.